السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما.
ان آیات کا ترجمہ ہے کہ اور رحمان.
حضور says that the translation of these verses as follows, that the servants of Rahman God are those who walk on this earth with humility, and when ignorant people address them, they simply say, reply, salam, peace be on you. And those people who stand awake in worship of Allah Almighty, they spend the nights like that in prostration, and they say that, O Allah, take away this punishment of fire from us, because this punishment is going to cleave to people. This is a very nice place to stay for temporary and also for permanent stay. And those are the people who, when they spend, they don't spend lavishly, and all they become miserly. Rather, in between, in a moderation way, they go. And those who do not set up any other person as a partner with Allah Almighty, and any soul which Allah Almighty has forbidden, they do not kill that, nor they fornicate. And whosoever will do that, he will get the punishment of that. And those people who do not stand false witness, and whenever they pass by anything vain, they pass away gracefully. And those people, and when they are reminded of the signs of Allah Almighty, they do not fall at that deaf and dumb. And those people who say that, O our Allah, grant us from our spouses and our from children the delight of our eyes, and make us the leader of the believers. These are the people, because they were steadfast, Allah Almighty will give them high chambers, and they would be received therein, and they will be conveyed the message of peace. They would remain there forever, and what a nice place is a temporary stay and permanent abode.
رمضان کا مہینہ آیا اور گزر گیا.
Huzur says that the month of Ramadan came and passed by. The letters from people are coming, those written in the days of Ramadan, and the letters written after the Ramadan, they are also gradually reaching here. That may Allah, we have tried, and whatever effort we have made to bring about pious changes, maybe that we have really tried for that. And if there has been some pious change in reality, in fact, then Allah Almighty may perpetuate it. And these thoughts and these feelings, that some people have got these feelings in them, this is actually the objective of Ramadan. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, mentioned some distinctions and outstanding features. By following those, are acting upon those things, a person can be called Ibadur Rahman, servants of God, Rahman God. These verses which I have recited, in that these verses, these qualities have been mentioned. In that the personal responsibilities have also been pointed out, and social responsibilities, we have drawn, our attention has been drawn to them. And also towards discharging of a responsibility towards Allah, we have been invited to pay attention to this one. If we do so, then Allah Almighty addresses these people as Ibadur Rahman, the servants of gracious God. He gives them the glad tiding of the paradise and his blessings. So after the Ramadan, Huzur says that If we continue to follow the path of Allah Almighty, then we will be able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and we will be from among those who are entering the paradise and taking part from its blessings. And because of that, when Allah Almighty will be pleased with us, then those pious changes that we have been created there, they would remain there, they will stay there. The very first quality of these servants of Allah is that yamshuna alal arzi hona, that they walk on the earth with humility and dignity. Every decision is based on moderation. Unnecessarily, they are not too harsh or too rigid, which sometimes takes a person to arrogance and pride. And moreover, they are also not very meek and very slow and weak, which shows complacency. This quality which has been mentioned here is not only individual, but also collectively the attention has been drawn that as a jamaat, as a community, the servants of Allah, gracious God, and by becoming their worshippers, they have to adopt and create these qualities in them. And then there is also a prophecy in it that those who are the servants of gracious God, they would be given dominance by Allah Almighty. They would be granted dominance. And when the dominance is there, they should not be proud of themselves. And they should not be turning to taking the revenge of old issues. At that time, they should not be forgetting Allah Almighty. Rather, with modesty, humility, and paying attention to the discharge of responsibilities and rights of the people, they should be taking care of these things. And the second quality which is mentioned here is وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that these people, this is the repetition of the previous one, that in a way it has been repeated that as an individual quality of each servant of Allah should have, that he should always be avoiding conflicts and fighting. And if somebody is becoming very harsh or picking up the fight, then they should advise them very humbly. And secondly, the second point is that the humility which we have acquired as a result of the first commandment of Allah Almighty, and also collectively as on the basis of the community, that grace that we have established in the society and the status that you have established, when you are given power, then you have to remember that Satan is going to continuously doing his job in so many ways. He is going to put up such scenarios and such situations in which he might like to incite your passions and feelings, and then it would be said that, look how cruel these people are. So at that time, you have to have full control over your passions, and you have to uphold those good examples which have been presented before us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. So in other words, as a community, the prophecy is there that the situation will improve later on. But at this time, in some countries, particularly in Pakistan, there are situations that the Ahmadis are being tortured and made subject of suffering. And they are trying that the Ahmadis, in reaction to these things which are done against them, they should be taking law in their hand. And then on this pretext, then the Ahmadis should be made the victim of more persecution and torture. So Allah Almighty says that these satanic attempts by becoming the servants of our gracious God, you have to defeat that. But you should never pay back the filthy allegations in the same form. And this can create problems for the Ahmadis and for other people. So with reference to the current situation, I would like to advise the Ahmadis that they should try to become such a Ibadur Rahman that they are taking part from the blessing of Allah Almighty. And as I said, Allah Almighty has made a prophecy, has put a prophecy in it that as collectively as a Jamaat, your hand will become the upper hand inshallah one day. At that time, you have to tell the world what is the justice. And despite the fact that you will have the power, you will have to take care of the feelings and the sentiments of other people and have to control your own feelings and passions at that time. Nowadays in Pakistan in particular, in through various ways, this is the intention of the opponents that Ahmadis should be should flare up, and every effort to harm them is being done. Plans are being hatched here in several places. Therefore, with great care, with great caution, face the situation with perseverance and with prayer and seeking the help from Allah Almighty, you have to confront the situation. Mentioning about the servants of Rahman, God, Allah, Hazrat Masih Maud says in one place that the true worshippers of Allah Almighty are those who walk on the earth very with humility, and even if people use harsh language, they always use the word of salamti, the peace. And actually, we are confronting with absolutely ignorant people. So therefore, you have to control your passions with great care and give the message of peace and kindness, and that you have to show through your controlling of your passions. And then Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wassalam says that instead of being harsh, instead of abusing them, they give them the prayer. And they always try to emulate the qualities of Rahman God, because Allah Almighty, without any discrimination of good and bad, He gives them the blessings of the sun and the moon and all the benefits. They go to all the people without any discrimination. So in these verses, Allah Almighty has made this point very clear that the word Rahman is spoken about God Almighty in this way, that His blessing and His mercy extends to all the people, whether they are good or bad. So today, Huzur says that, and also in future, we have to, whether the people are good or bad, whether they are friend or enemy, we have to become the reflection of Allah's mercy for these people. And we have to treat them nicely with mercy and forgiveness. And with prayers, we have to seek the help from Allah Almighty and also get the blessing for other people. And seek the blessing for other people so that we should always be counted among the Ibadur Rahman. And the third quality of Ibadur Rahman has been mentioned, that yabituna li rabbihim sujjadan wa qiyama. That for the sake of Allah, during the night, they spend the nights in standing posture and in prostration. Recently, a few days back, a large number of people actually acted upon this. But Allah Almighty has not mentioned that only few days should be spent like that. The servants of Allah, they only spend few days like that. Rather, regularly, permanently, they spend their nights in standing and in prostration, in worship. So this is a great responsibility of Ahmadi, particularly in these situations, in these circumstances, that in the world, when all Muslim countries in the world, they are creating problems for Ahmadis in various countries, and this is a period of trial for them. that they should, Ahmadis, they should not only pay attention to their obligatory prayers, but also their nights in the Nawafil prayer. They should decorate the nights like that and pay attention to Tahajjud prayer. Because to get up at night for a prayer is to, in a way, completely crush yourself and subdue yourself. If with all humility we stand up night time and pray to Allah Almighty, so this is the thing which will become the means of removing all these problems and difficulties of the Jamaat at this time. So this point should always be kept in mind. So getting up at night should not be only for personal need, but in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and also for the progress of the Jamaat, we should be praying for that. If every Ahmadi in the world, purely and solely for the sake of Allah Almighty, and also for the progress of Ahmadiyyat, if they get up, if they make it binding upon them two nafal every night, regularly, then we will see that the help of Allah Almighty will be with us more than ever before. And we will see how Allah Almighty is going to, and all the opponents of the enemies, they will be blown into the skies. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that Allah Almighty says that through the Nawafil, a person comes so close to me that I become his ears through which he hears, and I become his eyes through which he sees, and I become his hands through which he holds the things, and I become his feet with which he walks. So Allah Almighty, for those people who offer the Nawafil and Tahajjud, he comes so close to them. So this is our responsibility, that in order to get this nearness to Allah Almighty, and Ramzan has passed by, doesn't mean that we should be wasting the nights as before, and for late we should have the sittings at night, and that makes it difficult for people to get up early in the morning. But we should try to get those nights which are means of bringing Allah Almighty to us, and taking us close to Allah Almighty. The month of Ramadan has shown us ways of becoming the Ibadur Rahman. We should be acting upon those, and it is our duty that we should continue decorating our nights with the prayers of Allah, with the supplications. This is actually the thing which is going to be in our favor, and as I said, inshallah, it will become the means of bringing about the revolution in our favor very soon. The companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they did justice to this quality, and the world saw what great revolution was brought about in the world. During the day, if they had to fight a defensive battle during the day, so at night time they didn't take the rest, but those nights were spent in worship of Allah Almighty. As long as the Muslims, this worship of night was there as a regular practice, they continued to progress. Today, this is the responsibility of an Ahmadi, that he should act upon that, and for the progress of Islam and Ahmadiyyat, he should be praying more than ever before. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the Arabs and the condition of the world at the time of the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not obscure from the eyes of anyone. They were simply uncivilized people. There was nothing to eat. They were not aware of the duties towards Allah nor to the human beings. So in one respect, Allah Almighty has mentioned that yaquluna kama taqulun anam, that they simply were interested in eating just like animals. And then the pure teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such a big change that yabituna rabbihim sujadan wa qiyama, that's a condition was there, that in the remembrance of Allah Almighty they used to spend the night in the remembrance of Allah and worship and supplication. What a great excellence is that, Because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a unique revolution was brought about and a very magnificent change was brought about. And regarding the responsibilities towards Allah and human beings, that was put at a very balanced state, and a dead nation was granted a living being, and a very noble community they were made. Practically, the condition is this, that yabithuna li rabbihim sujjadan wa qiyama, and on an intellectual basis, that so many publications and the spread of knowledge and spread of truth was there, that there is no precedent of that. He says that in spirituality, without spirituality, no religion can work, no religion can progress. And the Holy Quran says that before the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what condition was that? Yaquluna tamaka taqulul anam. And when these people accepted Islam, then they became yabithuna li rabbihim sujjadan wa qiyama, that unless the antidote comes from Allah, from heaven, a person cannot make a progress, any progress. These pure qualities, without that, no religion can ever make a progress. And even if somebody makes a progress, it does not stay there. So now, when we wish that the Jamaat should make progress very soon, the members of the Jamaat, the problem which they are facing, they should be removed as quickly as possible. So as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, we need some divine antidote and a recipe from heaven. And that recipe of heaven is attained, that according to the instruction of Allah Almighty, we have to beg for that by going into the presence of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. And the fourth quality which Allah Almighty has mentioned of the servants of Rahman God, that they pray that they should be taken away from the punishment of fire. And by Jahannam, there are two types of Jahannam. The hell is mentioned there, the hell in the hereafter, and the hell in this life, which will be the result of bad doings, or the impact of those, or the result of those bad doings. So this is the job of Ibadur Rahman, that all the time they should be continuously repenting to Allah Almighty and try to come under the protection of Allah Almighty. And they should pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty may protect them against the disgrace in this life and the life to come. And all the hell of all the worldly problems, they could be saved. And their preference, they should not be subjected to the preference of this world and become slave to these worldly amenities. Because if that is there, that actually takes a person to the hell in the hereafter. And also from their children, from their progeny, their worries should be removed. And through them, we should not be burning in the fire of anguish in our hearts. And the fifth quality Allah Almighty has mentioned, that they are not very spendthrift. They are not spending very lavishly, nor they spend in order for the show off, nor the Jamaat money, they are spending it without thinking. And the example of the first personal example of display and show off, that which is unfortunately becoming very popular, that is the spending on the occasion of marriages. Just by looking at other people here in this country as well, and also in Pakistan, lot of food, different dishes are prepared, and then the feast of the feast of marriage is there, then feast of walima is there. There is no harm in holding these parties. But also there is a ceremony of mendi, the covering henna, and a lot of money is spent on that one. And the family of the bride, then they also print the cards for that and distribute them. And people are specially invited for that. So they have to hold the mehndi. If they have to do it, the girl and her friends, they can just get together, and they should have some good time. But day by day, this arrangement is being expanded. And just by looking at the bad example of other people, and also there is a bad innovation that the bridegroom, the family of the bridegroom, they are also holding a feast before the marriage. They are also, and I have seen that this bad innovation and wrong innovation, this is a innovation, bidat. And even those people have joined who know, who are religiously knowledgeable, and the people who do not do like that, such a feast, those who do not arrange for some reason. So we should have the good thinking that because of piety they do not do it, then it is mentioned that this person is a very miserly person, and particularly the people when they go back to Pakistan from foreign countries, other countries, they on the feast and on the clothes, they spend lot of money, and everybody is trying to excel others. So all this is israf, this is spending too much. And this saving, if they do it, that can be used for the marriages of the poor people, and there are, by looking after the orphans, and there are so many other good ways in which money can be spent if they have this feeling of saving the money on these unnecessary costs. So this is the thing which actually makes a person Ibadur Rahman, the servants of gracious God. And the sixth point which has been mentioned, lam yaktaru, that they are also not miserly and niggardly. And by doing so, they do not spend the money where the money should be spent. And sometimes they become too much in this miserliness. And they do it so that they may be able to save their money. And some become so miserly that even on their personal need they do not spend, nor they help their family members or relatives, or nor the poor people, nor they make they have any sentiment of sacrifice for the Jamaat. So those who are well off, despite the wealth, if they do not spend the wealth, then they cannot be counted among the Ibadur Rahman. So where Allah Almighty has disliked those people who overspent, and they are put outside the scope of Ibadur Rahman. Similarly, miserly people are also have been reminded and admonished here, because they are not spending it rightly. And by holding the money, and just simply by holding it and collecting it, they are actually become impediment in the progress of society. So Allah Almighty says that the Ibadur Rahman, they should not be spending too much, just spending like king, and nor they should be so niggardly that they are not ready to spend wherever a justified cause is there. But actually people should remain within these limits, and the moderation should be the way. And the spending of Ibadur Rahman and stopping from the spending of Ibadur Rahman should be entirely always for the sake of Allah Almighty. And the seventh quality is mentioned there, that they never ever go near the setting up of partners with Allah Almighty, committing shirk. Allah Almighty says that all sins can be forgiven, but the shirk cannot be forgiven. In this point which has been added to Ibadur Rahman, this is not the apparent shirk, which is the worship of the idols. But they also try to avoid the shirk which is hidden, in a hidden nature, hidden form, in their worship, and also in discharge of other responsibilities. That is always in the obedience to the commandment of Allah Almighty, and very minutely they take care of the point that no action of them and no deed of them should ever be leading them to this hidden form of shirk. They are extremely cautious, nor their jobs are standing in their way of their worship. As I mentioned in the last Friday sermon, that this is also a sort of hidden shirk. And the eighth are the condition or the special quality of those people of Ibadur Rahman is that they do not kill anybody without any justification. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, if he went to the battlefield and the companions and the Khulafa and the Muslims also had to fight but holding to the righteousness. So that was when the enemies, they crossed all the limit of aggression against them. And always tried, rather they commanded. The Holy Prophet ﷺ commanded and all his caliphs that no child, no lady, no religious leader, rahib, priest, those who are not taking part in the battle, they should not be killed. But as opposed to that, we see in the Second World War, hundreds of thousands of people in Japan were killed. Nowadays as well, in the pretext of establishing peace, they are attacking from by the planes on the innocent people. And jihadi people are doing like that. And this is done in the name of Islam, and those who consider themselves to be Ibadur Rahman in their own thinking, even those people, by committing these suicide attacks, they are also shedding the blood of the innocent people. This is also another tragic aspect of the whole story, which is the bloodshed in the name of Islam, of religion. So Allah Almighty is decree for these people that they can never become Ibadur Rahman. And the ninth quality or the outstanding feature of these Ibadur Rahman is that they don't commit fornication, adultery. Practically adultery is there, and filthy and vulgar scenes which they see and enjoy that. Nowadays on internet and the TV channels which are seen, all these things, they are the fornication of the eyes, the adultery of the eyes. And the believers must abstain from all these things. And the tenth quality is mentioned there, that Ibadur Rahman, they never tell a lie, nor they stand for false witness. This falsehood is also goes a long way towards the downfall of nations. So Allah Almighty, the servants of Allah and the spiritual divinely communities, they have to rise up to the heights. And Allah Almighty has given them the promise that for them there are stages of progress which they have to cover, and they always have to go up and up. If they have this bad quality of falsehood in them, then they cannot be counted as the special servants of Allah, upon whom Allah Almighty gives them the blessing, and which Allah Almighty has promised to such people. So the Ahmadis, Hazur says, in their witnesses, in their matters, their dealings, whenever they present, they should always be 100% true. For example, in their domestic issues, at the time of nikah, with this witness, they are making the promise of this link that we are following absolutely true statement. There is nothing hidden, that there is no ambiguity in that one. There cannot be any other meaning can be inferred from that. A simple straightforward statement is there. But immediately after the marriage, the bride speaks, make a statement to the bridegroom, and the bridegroom does the same. And the families are also talking falsehood to one another. And that creates the rift between the two families and the divisions between them, and eventually the breakup. Just because of their selfish egos and their personal desires, the houses are being broken. If the children are there and they are destroyed, and many times, several times before I have mentioned this thing, so in order to discharge the right towards Allah Almighty and to the fellow beings, it is very essential that one should completely, one should have a dislike of falsehood to the extreme. And that is the quality of the righteous people. And the next quality is that whenever they pass by the world, they pass away with grace. and there are vulgarities are there, obnoxious things are there. I have mentioned the TV, and they are showing wrong programs on the TV channels. They are coming, and nowadays in schools, the boys and the girls, in colleges, they walk around in club in groups and go to clubs, and they indulge in dancing. Are the programs are in order to see the concerts they go. So for a believer, all these things are totally absurd. On one side, we make a pledge that we have done the bath at the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and we also make a pledge of becoming a Badur Rahman. Then despite that, if we take part in these absurdities and take part in such things which are simply spoiling your morals and morality, so it is very bad, and a true Ahmadi should always abstain from that. And in absurd things, there is fighting and quarreling is also included. I have already mentioned about that. And in everything that spoils the peace of society, all these things are also very vain and useless. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كَرَامًا. They listen to any vain thing, so then they gracefully, they just turn their side and they do not pick up fight on petty small things unless they are really tortured, and they do not like getting into any conflict or fighting. And this is the time how one should find the occasions of establishing peace, and they should forgive the small things. And the word laghav, which has been used here, so according to the Arabic language, laghav means that thing, that is to say, for example, if somebody uses a foul language and gives the torture or does something intentionally to give you an harm, and he, so the attitude of peace requires that one should completely ignore that, and they should show a graceful character. And and the 12th condition is that when the verses of Allah are recited to them, they do not fall at that deaf and dumb. Rather, they open up their ears and listen to that clearly. Any advice which is given with reference to the Holy Quran, they listen to it carefully and act accordingly. They try to increase their spirituality. So in order to become a Badur Rahman, it is very essential that every good advice that is given, they should try to act on that. They should not see that who is saying that. They should see that the point which is said, which is with reference to Allah Almighty and to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have to act upon that. Otherwise, if they don't comply with that, that become a stumbling block for that person. And not only this much, that they go out of the scope, pale of the Ibadur Rahman, they also go away from the administration of the Jamaat. And the next quality is that they pray for their wives and for their children. They, Allah Almighty, grant them the delight of their eyes through them. So for this salvation, survival of the future generations, it is a very important thing that while the apparent efforts are being made, which is for the progress of the religious progress and the worldly progress of their children, at the same time they should also be praying for their children, because actually it is Allah Almighty who is going to give us the good results. If somebody is under this feeling or thinks that these people are going to do this job of tarbiyat of their children with their own efforts, that is absolutely wrong. Such people, the worldly people, if they see the progress of their children, worldly progress, then this may be as a result of the quality of Rahmaniyat of Allah Almighty, and they are benefiting from that one. And this is only the worldly gain and progress in the worldly matters. But they won't be called the servants of Rahman God, because they have because Allah Almighty has not given them the honor of being the leader of the righteous people. And as such, their attention has not been drawn to the pious changes. And those people who pray for their children to make progress in their spirituality, then he would be asking for that from Allah Almighty. And at the same time, he himself will try to increase in piety and to get the blessings of Allah Almighty. Nowadays in the world everywhere, in the society, about the education of the children and for their worldly progress, the parents are very much concerned. But regarding the aspects of spirituality, they are hardly paying any attention to that one. In the Western country, in the name of freedom, the children have been given that much freedom that they sometimes simply deny to submit to the advice of the parents. And now these people, they are realizing, and some programs are coming on the TV, that this too much freedom which is given to the children. So how the parents are going to be the imam of these children? Rather, these children are now standing in the face of these parents. And there are some parents who are actually raising their hands and beating their parents. And whenever any advice is given to them, they don't pay any attention. They don't care about that. So these things, now the people are saying that if you have to safeguard your future generation, then there must be a limit set for that. That to what extent the parents are going to tolerate that, and where they have to give some sort of punishment to their children. So when the parents, they punish their children for some mistake, then these departments of social services and the other departments, they go to them and they give the threatening to the parents that if you do so, then we will take some action. So that is spoiling the children. And there are certain families that the condition of their children is very extremely worse, extremely bad. So one reason of that is that they do not pray for their children. So Allah Almighty says that you pray to Allah Almighty that the parents may be able to look after the proper tarbiyat, and also along with that set up your good examples. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that then there is another thing, that people have the desire to have the children. They do get the children, but it has never been seen that they would be paying attention to the tarbiyat of the children and to make them pious children and to submissive to Allah Almighty, and they should be concerned about that. And they are not concerned, nor they should pray, nor pray for that. And there are various stages, and how this, what sort of tarbiyat is to be done, in what age, what sort of tarbiyat is to be done, they do not pay attention to that one. So he says that my own condition is that there is hardly any prayer of mine in which I do not pray for my friends and for my family, for my children. There are many such children, though teach the bad habits to their children, and when they do learn these bad things, they do not warn them. And the result is there that day by day they become very very strong, and the desire for world should be not only that they should become the inheritor of their wealth, rather they should be good and nice people. And the parents do not rectify their bad character and their bad deeds. They do not teach them the right things. And somebody told me that in school, somebody told an Ahmadi that you are worshipping the Satan, and the child did not know what reply should be given to this allegation, and he simply kept quiet. So this silence must have given the other children that impression that the Ahmadis do not believe in God. So these are the basic things which sometimes the Ahmadi parents do not tell their children, and nor their moral condition is rectified and reformed. If from the childhood care is taken about that, then the child cannot be rude to their parents, and then he should be using foul language against his parents. I have already mentioned the dress of the children, the girls in the children, they have to be reminded about the dress in the very beginning, at a very young age. In 13, 14 years, if you remind them you abandon these jeans and blouse and go to the wearing of the coat, then they would show a bad reaction to that one all of a sudden. So you have to reform their moral conditions, you have to pay attention to that. And he says that it should be remembered that the faith of that person is not complete who does not recognize these close relationship with Allah Almighty. And how can you expect these people to perform good deeds if they do not have any care of the relationship between the families? And Allah Almighty has mentioned the desire for the wealth for the children in this way. وَجَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that Allah Almighty grant us from our spouses and our children the delight of our eyes, and this can only be attained when they are spending the life of filth and sin, but rather they are spending the life of Ibadur Rahman, and they are always giving preference to Allah Almighty over all things. And then it has mentioned very clearly, وَجَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that if the progeny is pious and good, only then he would be the imam of that. So it is also the prayer for oneself to become a muttaqi and a righteous person. So for the training of the children, for the tarbiyat of the children, that they should become Ibadur Rahman and they should become righteous. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has also mentioned, that actually in that there is a prayer for oneself that one should also become pious. And when we will pray for that, then we will be having those qualities which Allah Almighty has mentioned in connection with the Ibadur Rahman. And these are the things which can take a person close to Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the most valuable person in the believers is that person which Allah Almighty protects and safeguards, and those are the people who purify their inner self and have relationship with Allah Almighty. And also with the fellow beings, they are always kind and they are truly submissive to Allah Almighty. So these are the qualities which should be found in a true Ahmadi. Allah Almighty enable us that we have a very pure relationship with Allah Almighty and our inner self is always pure. And we are able to uphold those qualities which are necessary for becoming Ibadur Rahman. Allah Almighty enable us to be in His permanent heaven all the time.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billah من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر